Summary. When we learn to know Jesus, and when we learn how we can receive forgiveness of our sins and experience the peace afterwards, we're so thankful. It's wonderful to get peace for our past. It's forgiven by the Most High, because Jesus paid for that the ransom. He sacrificed himself. He died on the cross for us. Now, in this thankfulness, you're willing to start a new life, to start with new habits. Yeah, you want to be a new person. But from time to time it happens that somehow a crisis comes up, appears in your life, approaches you. And then it can happen that old habits crawl to the surface. Again, I've seen this happen time and again with people around me as a pastor. And then one day I prayed for a friend who always went back into old habits, and he had problems with that. And we prayed, and again he fell into this trap. And then one day I got an idea from heaven, and I told this person, look, you want to live a new life, but old habits catch you again and again. Now the next time, when this disusement is there, do the following. This was the idea from above. You open your Bible, you take your piece of paper, an exercise book, take your pencil, and start writing down texts from the Bible. Copy texts. Just go on writing as long as you want to. Do you know what happened? Next time I met this person, he said, I must tell you something. There were thoughts in my mind, seducement was at hand, and I was just about to act as I always had acted, to my habit, to my wrong habit, and then I remembered your words. I opened my Bible quickly, took a pen, piece of paper, and started writing down words of the Bible. Now, what was the result? Only after a few seconds, the seducement was gone. New ideas came, new thoughts. I just went on writing the text. I felt peace in my heart. It was easy to overcome the wrong habit. So I learned from this person, if your old wrong habit wants to catch you again, go back to the Word of God. Start writing it down. It will help you more than anything else, because your thoughts are concentrated on the Word of God. It is difficult when concentrating on the words of God to work and act against the Word of God. And sometimes there are only seconds when you are about to be seduced. Only seconds. And it's so easy in the internet. Just a mouse click and you are there. And even you see all the pictures with the naked women. It's just from one second to the other. But down texts of the Bible, you are taken into the hands of your Savior, and He will help you. You are safe there.